Kaanapali Golf Courses, home to 36 holes of infinite, incredible Maui views. Become a part of this beautiful history as you make your way around this playground. The courses will take you oceanside and then bring you into the West Maui Mountain foothills with stunning panoramic views. Kaanapali Golf Courses offer championship golf plus various vacation packages with partnering resorts just walking distance away. For details on all opportunities to come and visit and experience the best of Maui, visit KaanapaliGolfCourses.com today. That's KaanapaliGolfCourses.com.
My favorite color, Pink's Hot Dogs, is family-owned 76-year-old hot dog stand in Hollywood. It offers over 35 varieties of scrumptious hot dogs and delicious hamburgers. Pink's is famous for the celebrities that have dined there over the years. Pink's is certainly a Hollywood legend since 1939. Pink's serves over-the-counter, old-fashioned style to its loyal customers who line up in the front near the corner of La Brea and Melrose. There's plenty of seating and parking is free. One word that describes Pink's Hot Dogs, yum!
AJ here for TwoGuysWithBalls.com. Aren't you sick of paying top dollar for golf balls? Stop wasting your money. TwoGuysWithBalls.com has the best quality of used brand name golf balls for you. Choose from different quality grades. Earn rewards on every order. The lowest prices online guaranteed. And if you find a lower price, they will beat it by 5%. TwoGuysWithBalls.com is the only place to buy your golf balls. Visit TwoGuysWithBalls.com today. Use coupon LTGL for 10% off your first order.
Now, back with more golf talk live on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Harper to get it in. Throws it to Ewing. Ewing surrounded. 2 seconds to shoot. He tries. He shoots. He missed. He missed. He missed. We win the bell, baby. Ding dong. The witch is dead.
Turn and hand to Lynch. He stutter steps. Breaks through the line. Makes a man miss. Cuts back outside by 30. 35, 40. Down the far sidelines. Pushes the defender. Keeps fighting. He's still moving. He's going to go. Down to the 20. For 15. They're chasing him 10. He dives in. Are you kidding?
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
And it goes to Bird. Bird up fake. Bird takes the shot. Oh my goodness! I can't believe it! It is gone from the corner! Oh my! What a magnificent finish to this ballgame! Bird! Bird from the corner!
And look who's coming up. With two bad legs. The bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. 3-2. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so the impossible has happened.
We're live, coast to coast, living the good life on the Tee It Up Radio Network with Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, and Coach KT Roberts.
Sipping by time, cold beer, watching that summer sun disappear. Moon showed up and say hello. Beach ball fires, parasail rides, seaside supper by Tiki Torchlight, kicking back in our own little paradise. Baby, you and me, living the good life.
Ah, very pleasant. Good morning to all, up and down and across the network. Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, Coach KT, Tracy Roberts, our number one of the 28,000 PGA professionals stateside and around the world, as we are live this morning in Dallas, Texas, where it's simmered down to the mid-90s from what was 103 the other day. Anyway, lots of sports going on, good golf, of course, we'll be covering it all. Want to congratulate Ole Miss, their first game of the College World Series. Want to shout out to Dave Hamilton of the Putting Arc. I know he's rooting for that one out there in Columbus, Mississippi. And AJ, it's good to see you this morning. Welcome to Dallas and your official new home up the street here at Gentle Creek.
Yep. Lots, as you mentioned, going on. We're going to get into it as we got a nice report from this year's KPMG Women's PGA Championship, which I'm very excited to talk about. We've got a great report coming your way from a great golf writer, that is Jeff Babineau, who's been gracious enough to join the show this morning. Let's bring him on. And, of course, I believe Coach Tracy hanging out with us as well. Jeff, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. We're doing well. The sun is shining in Bethesda, and we're ready for an exciting final round here.
I'm just picturing you. Hopefully you're confined in a nice air-conditioned media area as opposed to 1964 when Ken Venturi almost died.
Yeah. I've been on the road for 2 weeks, so by the time I file my last story today, I might look at like Venturi walking off that 18th green in 64.
Exactly. Well, give us a little breakdown about your week out there at Congressional and the Blue Course, of course. We had the pleasure of playing it years ago when Tiger hosted an event. Talk about the week so far.
Yeah, it's kind of a new blue here, right? The big renovations at Congressional, and it's kind of the big party showing it off to the world. And it's been a really great championship. You know, they started early in the week and by announcing the purse was going to go from $4.5 million to $9 million, which was amazing. Really got the players excited. And the course has been great. I mean, it's been really tough. You know, Injie Chun has been out at the head of the class throughout the tournament, really. She went out in the rain early Thursday, shot 8-under par 64, which is amazing. Mm. There are only two other scores in the 60s on the books. And just one of those great rounds where she really separated herself, and the players have been chasing her ever since. So, you know, they cut her lead in half yesterday. It's three shots over three people, and it should be an exciting finish.
You know, with that increase in the purse. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, Jeff, I thought it was fascinating that as big a lead as NG Chun had taken with those, as you said, incredible scores in the 60s, after struggling on the back nine yesterday, I thought her attitude about it was fantastic when she said, "Yeah, I just didn't want this to be too easy. I'm looking forward to the final round."
She's a delight. You know, she won the 2015 U.S. Women's Open and then won a major the next year at Evian. And she promised she was going to start doing her press conferences in English, be it from South Korea. She basically went back to school. She graduated from pretty much the equivalent of Harvard over in South Korea. And she's just a really delightful young lady, really polite. Afterwards, she signed autographs forever, took pictures, and she's always smiling. So, you know, her attitude was yesterday, even though it was a little rough, she shot 75. Yeah, it was a good practice tool for today and what she can expect. And she does have a great attitude, you know, that she made bogey and a double bogey there late on the back nine and finished strong with two great pars. And that's kind of indicative of how she bounces back so quickly.
You know, when I hear about the purse being doubled like that, I can't help but talk a little bit about LIV and PGA Tour and raising eyebrows of people and competition and making people think and go out and hustle more sponsorship monies. What's your take on the latest with the world of golf, Jeff, in terms of sponsorships and tours?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting, isn't it? We have a lot to talk about these days. I mean, when that tour came along, I'll admit early on, I kind of gave it the eye roll. You know, I thought they were going to get a lot of late 40-something players. And, you know, but honestly, you know, the PGA Tour is competing against a giant. It's tough to go up against somebody with a blank checkbook. And, you know, I don't think Brooks Koepka really wanted to join that tour. And I'm just convinced that he just kept getting numbers thrown at him, that it came to a point where he just found that he couldn't say no. And I don't think he's going to be the last big name to go. It's just interesting times. I mean, I think you know, the road ahead for that tour is going to be a lot of sameness, really. We're going to watch the same players gather again and again. And part of the beauty of golf is the variety we get, the different champions, the different stories. And we'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, they have all the money in the world to throw at it. So I don't think they'll go away anytime soon.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, real quick, getting back to congressional. You know, we've broadcasted from there over the years. Absolutely one of our favorites. Any response from the women and, you know, their perspective on how the course has really played out this week? Have they enjoyed the layout?
I think they've enjoyed the test. I mean, I think to a player, they were pretty surprised at how long it played on Thursday.
Yeah.
So the morning players had a lot of rain for 12, 15 holes, and all the tees were back. And it played, I think, yardage-wise, certainly a different par than what the Travelers were playing. But yardage-wise, it was a longer golf course than what the men were playing up in Hartford, Connecticut. So,
wow.
But I think they've enjoyed the test. They find it fair. The greens were a little slower yesterday, which was a little surprising because we were dry and felt it firm up and be faster. Maybe today we'll speed them up a little bit. And I think the players really enjoy the test. You know, they like measuring themselves against history. And you're here at a place with great history, great champions. You know, they watched Rory win here in 2011, the U.S. Open. And I think they really enjoy the chance to measure themselves and become a part of that history.
Well, Adam's eyes just rolled also. Adam's eyes just rolled also when you talked about the length of the play there with the women.
Yeah, they're hitting it deep, man.
Yeah, I know. I have to handle.
I'm telling you, I'd want a tee box up. That's for sure. It's playing plenty. But I love the fact that I'll throw my 2 cents worth in for you, Jeff. I love the fact that you said that the women enjoy playing for history. I think that's one of the things that separates us more than any other sport is we do love chasing history, and that's going to be an important part of our game going forward.
I agree, and you know they're excited about going to Muirfield this summer for the Women's British Open. I mean, that's another place that the women haven't really played and been able to be a part of that rich history. So, as we move on, you know, the purses are up, which is great. They just played for $10 million at the Women's Open, $9 million this week. They're excited about that, and I think you know the LPGA and women's golf is in a nice place.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where are you headed next, Jeff?
Absolutely. I'm heading on vacation. I'm going to Cape Cod. I'm going to drive here. I think I'm going to play congressional tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. And drive my way up that East Coast and try and enjoy a little sand and a cocktail or two.
There you go.
Sounds good to me. Loving that. Well, I appreciate
you guys are welcome to join.
Yeah, I appreciate your time this morning. I mean, should be a nice final round there. Let's get you back on the show again real soon.
You got it, guys. Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. There you go, man. Jeff Babineau, right there at Congressional. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. I absolutely love Congressional. I think it's just one of my most favorite over the years that we visited. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. How about those Cowboys?
Coach, how you doing this morning? I haven't had a chance to say hello to you.
Good morning, boys. It's warm here, too. So I guess we're trying to bring a little East Texas out to the West Coast.
How warm is it? Is it getting up to 100? Where you are? No way.
Yeah, well, it was 94 yesterday.
Okay, that's like winter for us right now.
Yeah, so for you, that's once you've got the air conditioner on.
Exactly.
Now we welcome all of our AM 830 ESPN listeners in SoCal, KVTA up in Ventura, as we've got another hour and 45 minutes here of good golf talk, some great guests, and not only golf, but we'll get into Major League Baseball, the NFL, College Baseball World Series, and more.
Yeah, we might have to talk a little bit about Aaron Judge, and will he be a Yankee next year? Probably not. So many things, a lot of movement in the world of the NBA. You know, where will Kevin Durant land? Possibly Portland. I mean, there's so many things that we're going to get into today. You know, Bryce Harper, close call yesterday. Could have been even maybe a lot worse, but he is definitely out by a nice, 96-mile-an-hour fastball to his thumb, fracturing it. Scary, scary. You know, who would have thought baseball would be that dangerous?
I think it was the same pitcher that hit him in the face last year.
I don't remember exactly, yeah. But anyways.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, hello to Fred Trainer and his gang out at ESPN in Steeltown.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're going to get into it. Certainly we'll come back here, run down the scores. Travelers taking place, which, you know, I'm looking forward to talking about a little bit. Here's Xander Schauffele is representing yet again on top, I think with a one-shot lead. We're going to get into it. Have you been watching it or following it, Coach? I'm sure you have.
Oh, absolutely. That, been following it. It's a great pairing there with he and Patrick Cantlay.
Yep.
And we've also got another major going on with the U.S. Senior Open, and I can't wait to talk to you guys about that final round of the U.S. Open last week.
Let's do it. We'll get into it back here live from Dallas, Texas. Today's show being presented by our friends at Tour Edge Golf, introducing the all-new 722 series featuring VibraCore technologies. There's a reason why over 100 players have chosen Tour Edge on all of the tours, including the PGA Tour. Pound for pound, nothing comes close to Tour Edge. Also, shout out to Denny Lesser, our official jeweler, representing the entire country. Especially if you want 50% off a Citizen watch, he'll mail it to you right away.
Denny, that's a shout out.
Denny, located in Chatsworth, California, at the corner of Topanga and Lassen. But again, we'll take good care of you wherever you are in this great country of ours. More to come live from Dallas, Texas. You're listening live to Living the Good Life show from our Tee It Up Radio Network studios in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more pro golf coverage, our sports rundown, travel ideas, and much more. And visit ltglshow.com to stream the latest show all week long. That's ltglshow.com.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Now, back with more golf talk live on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt Harvey from Old Dominion, and you're listening to Living the Good Life.
Al Gottfried, A.J. Gottfried, Coach KT, Tracy Roberts, welcome back, everyone. This is the prelude show to United States' birthday coming up right around the corner, 4th of July. And again, we are just wishing everybody the best. As last week, we alluded to Matt Kirkpatrick, meaning Fitzpatrick. That was my prediction, and look what happened. He won the U.S. Open. What do you think, Coach?
What a great final round that was. I mean, and you did call it. You were absolutely right. There was no doubt about it. And that bunker shot that he hit on 18 from the fairway will be one that we will see replays of for many, many years to come. You got to give it to Will Zalatoris, though. That young man just keeps knocking on the door, doesn't he?
He handled himself pretty well. I mean, this is a guy who's come so close multiple times now, especially in majors. And, man, you know, even afterwards, you know, just kind of walking up and just saying how if he was going to lose, he'd be, you know, he's thrilled to lose it to him. And, yeah, I mean, it was a great finishing to the event. You know, I was shocked the scores ended up where they were. But I think at the end of the day, the USGA did their job and, you know, made it as competitive as possible.
Dallas local good well, guy, Scotty Scheffler, played great as well. Shot or two.
I don't know where he ended up. Where did he end up?
He ended up in third, I believe.
I'm not sure.
So he was right up there. Anyway.
Well, and it goes to show you that a great golf course like the country club there in Brookline, it held up to the modern game. I thought the USGA did a really good job in their setup. It was hard, but it was fair.
Yeah.
They didn't let the golf course get out of control like they did at Shinnecock. And it goes to show you that we don't have to have a 8,000-yard monster for a golf course to be a challenge. And small greens, firm greens, really made it a great test. And probably the biggest thing that I saw was the just great sportsmanship of our game. And I don't know if you guys noticed it, but with the Fitzpatrick family losing it at the end of at the 18th hole, with them going crazy, the first thing they did was go shake hands with Will before they went and congratulated Matt, which just goes to show you the class that our game is played with. It was just fantastic to see a true display of championship golf rather than a shotgun start spectacle.
This guy who called it the defective or the defect tour. Man, oh man. Little stabs here and there, Coach. I like it. Interesting. Well, you know what? Speaking of that, now another domino has fallen, though, with Brooks Koepka, which, you know, let's be honest, one of the biggest names in golf, another major winner going to the LIV Tour, and not the last, trust this. You know, it is tough what Jeff Babineau was saying. I mean, it is very hard to compete with that kind of gorilla where they have unlimited amounts of money.
And oil.
And got to give it to, I mean, you can't be that shocked or surprised by some of these players who are defecting, as you like to call it, because let's be honest. I mean, that's a lot of money. We're talking $100 to $200 million. I mean, that's tough to just deny and pass on. And I'm not going to look down on these guys just because they're doing that. I don't know anyone in my life who would turn down that kind of money. And I understand that, you know, John Rahm saying, well, his lifestyle is not going to change that much. But, you know, that's easy to say. But when someone's offering you $200 million just to show up, that's pretty convincing for me. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, let's see what happens. Perhaps, you know, in the next 12 months, maybe the forces will join. I don't know. You know, I don't believe, and I haven't read this, but the LIV Tour isn't, you know, telling the golfers that have joined the tour that they can't play elsewhere.
No, they're fine.
So they're open-minded. Yeah. It's just the tour, the PGA Tour, that's saying no. So perhaps, you know, there could be a little wiggle room there, and they'll be allowed to play maybe both. But, you know, that remains to be seen, I guess.
Makes for great radio. We'll follow it every day and see what develops further.
Yeah. You think so?
You understand?
You understand? I understand. I mean, I don't know if you understand, but Coach understands, I think.
I get it, and I understand that Brooks, who knows how bad that his injuries have been,
yeah.
And he may question the length of his career. I actually think what's more concerning for the PGA Tour is the fact that the world's number two amateur,
I saw that
Eugenio Chikara out of Oklahoma State, yeah, has signed a 3-year deal.
Yeah,
if LIV can coach those players, I think that has a bigger impact. I think, and I'm sure later we'll talk about the changes that were announced for the PGA Tour, going back to a calendar schedule, and the changes to the FedEx Cup that they're doing in comparison. But I keep hearing rumors that this LIV Tour is making offers to buy outright the DP World Tour.
Well, I wouldn't be.
Which would definitely change the outlook.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they'd make an offer to buy the PGA Tour.
Oh, geez. Oh, man, that would be scary. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll come back here. We got a great segment coming your way with Terry McBride, country singer. Stay tuned, everyone. More sports talk coming your way right here on Living the Good Life show. Stay tuned as the countdown begins.
We've got a special celebrity guest
coming up in minutes you're not going to want to miss. And make sure to hit that follow on Instagram as we are loading up to give away a ton of prizes. Find us at LTGL Show. Followers qualify to win.
For most people, chronic pain hinders an active lifestyle. Today, CBD Plus USA in Collin County is dedicated to bringing knowledge and approachability to the healing qualities of cannabis. Tired of medicine that leaves you tired or worse, with side effects that may worsen your condition? CBD Plus USA can help by providing you the highest quality CBD with 3 locations in Allen, McKinney, and Prosper, Texas. Call them today, 972-546-5937, or visit CBDPlusGold.com.
Kanapali Golf Courses, home to 36 holes of infinite, incredible Maui views. Become a part of this beautiful history as you make your way around this playground. The courses will take you oceanside and then bring you into the West Maui Mountain foothills with stunning panoramic views. Kanapali Golf Courses offer championship golf plus various vacation packages with partnering resorts just walking distance away. For details on all opportunities to come and visit and experience the best of Maui, visit Kanapali Golf Courses.com today. That's KanapaliGolfCourses.com.
All golfers need to identify their ball during play. Thanks to Tin Cup, there's a great way to personalize your own golf ball. Made in the USA, Tin Cup is a stainless steel ball marker. Voted one of the best products at the PGA Merchandise Show and quickly gained recognition for its innovation and design. Over 100 designs. Visit tin-cup.com and learn about customizing your logo for personal use or event gifts. That's tin-cup.com.
There's finally an easier way to exercise for all ages. The Knee DAC Rebounder is the most revolutionary way to exercise while having fun. Recommended for gym use in the comfort of your own home, the Knee DAC Rebounder offers a stable method of activity that increases your heart rate without too much exertion. Preferred by many leading health experts, they can promise you'll never want to exercise the same way again. Visit KneeDACRebounders.com. That's KneeDACRebounders.com.
Are you tired of inconsistent putting? Great putting is not a mysterious art. Great putting is an art. The putting arc has been around since 2002 and has set the gold standard for training aids and has recorded over 1,200 professional wins. Introducing the putting arc MS3D, this all-new model has the heel-toe arc of the HD Deluxe model, but is lighter in weight, waterproof, has an adjustable mirror, and lineup holes for precise alignment. Visit theputtingarc.com or call 800-898-0701 to order your putting arc now. That's theputtingarc.com.
Healing does not mean that a cure will occur, but that the heart will come to rest. Apollo Hospice Care is here to ensure a comfortable end-of-life experience by providing safe and reliable hospice care services with dignity, compassion, and respect to our patients when disease is beyond a cure. Services are available to patients of any age, religion, and race at Apollo Hospice Care, servicing Southern California. For additional details, feel free to call Apollo Hospice Care at 818-925-0345. That's 818-925-0345.
AJ here for twoguyswithballs.com. Aren't you sick of paying top dollar for golf balls? Stop wasting your money. Twoguyswithballs.com has the best quality of used brand name golf balls for you. Choose from different quality grades. Earn rewards on every order. The lowest prices online guaranteed. And if you find a lower price, they will be...
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance of CBS Sports, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Show.
Can't we teach you anything?
Remember to yell.
Now,
Live. More golf talk right here on the Tee It Up Radio Network. Just like it does every time. She said I was the one, so I went with it. Oh, and I lost more than my mind. And she walked out for no reason. She left me lonely.
I can let this play forever.
I know you're a fan.
Oh, yeah.
As so many millions are. Welcome back. Yep. State Farm Insurance Studios, Al Gottfried, A.J. Gottfried, Coach KT, Tracy Roberts, and it's all being brought to you by Shade Savers and State Farm Insurance.
There you go. Welcome back. Living the good life. We got a great guest coming your way here. If you're hearing it right now, just released about a couple weeks ago, actually. God, it's good. I'm letting it play a little bit. Calling All Hearts by the legendary Terry McBride. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. How's everybody there today?
You know, we are good. We're living it up, living the good life, and listening to your tunes. And, man, I mean, we can go all the way back, but you've been doing this for a while now, huh?
Well, you know, I have. I told somebody the day I'm still tickled to be in the way after all these years. I started really young because I grew up in a house that had a serious musician, singer, songwriter, my dad. So I got the bug early, and you know, like a lot of guys, I looked up to my dad, wanted to be just like him. So I felt the best way to do that was to start playing guitar. So I started that around the age of 9 and really never looked back. I just kind of, it's always been a passion, and it's something that I love, and I'm fortunate years later, man, I still have that same sort of burning desire to be part of it. It's been like a 50-year love affair with this music, but it has broken my heart a couple times, but I'm still hanging in there.
You know, Terry, but your sound, your quality, your music is so good. And it's interesting because not everyone who starts as, let's say, a songwriter, you know, develops into such a great, you know, musician and singer. I mean, we just had, you know, Matt on from Old Dominion, and, you know, he had an interesting, you know, songwriting type of career. And it took a while for that band to really kind of get to where they are. But it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you've worked with everyone. You've written some of the greatest songs for some of the biggest bands in country ever, from Brooks and Dunn to you name it, Reba McEntire. Let's go on and on. Hello.
Well,
yeah, you know.
This business is crazy. You never know what is going to lead to an opportunity next.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out simply as a singing bass player.
Mm.
But was always trying to write. You know, I was able, my starving musician days, I was a musician, bass player, played with a lot of cool artists down in Texas where I grew up, just outside of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And then slowly got some opportunities, slowly met a couple of the songwriters that were much better than I was at the time. But because of that, they sort of elevated my songwriting. And it took a big turn at that point. My songs became better. I became, you know, a little better, more time put into it, more knowledge, more experience with doing it. And it slowly led me to Nashville. And then once I got here, got signed to MCA, then, you know, all kinds of opportunities were offered to me. And I just tried to make the most of each and every one of those, just the same way that everybody in life does. You know, somebody reaches out and gives you a chance, you really want to, you know, make the most of it. And that's what I did. And that led me to, you know, Brooks and Dunn, which I traveled with those guys for years. I just talking to Ronnie this morning. They're still active and doing a lot of things and been in the business a long time. So, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my, the shelf life for a songwriter, singer guy can be short, but I've sort of beaten those odds, and I'm still enjoying it, and people are still enjoying what I'm doing, so there's really no need to stop at this point. So I'm just moving forward each day and seeing what that brings.
Where do you call home these days?
Well, I live just south of Nashville in what used to be a small town called Franklin.
We love Franklin and Brentwood.
We just took a vacation there.
Yep.
You're kidding me.
Oh, it's a beautiful. It's so beautiful there.
It was on our radar.
Wow. Well, you know, they've got the golf club of Tennessee is right here.
There you go.
We understand.
Yeah.
Oh, you got some great honky.
You know, I just happened to end up on this side of town. I was looking for a place to rent in 1991. Mm. I moved up. We finally had a little hit on the radio. I was afraid to move up before that because I didn't know if it was going to work out or not. I hated to move my family. I'm married then at the time, too. Had a young daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trying to find a decent place to rent, and that led me to Franklin. I found a little townhouse that was, you know, fairly new, fairly clean,
mm-hmm.
and I thought my wife and daughter would feel okay about moving into that place, and they did. And then we just started looking for a home out here because we liked Franklin, and it has become our home. I've been here, like I said, since 91. I have two daughters born here.
Oh.
I've lived in Franklin as long as I lived in Texas, half of my life in Texas, half in Tennessee.
Yeah. Franklin, Tennessee, Nashville, Austin, Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Two great places.
Yep.
You know, Terry, let me ask you a question, because Rebels and Angels now available. And, man, that one hit, though, Calling All Hearts, I got to love it. I'm looking forward to listening to the whole album. But it's one of those albums that you can just listen to the whole thing, and it's make you feel good music, as we like to call it here on our show. And you've got some great guests also that are joining you on the album as well.
Right. I've been exposed to a lot of great things over the years, and artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of had a wish list. Now, Delbert McClinton is a guy that he's from Fort Worth, Texas, and sort of a legendary R&B artist in Texas. And I was fortunate to play in his band for a couple of years. I was the bass player for him. And, wanted to do something with him all these years, and finally we got together, and we had such a good time. We laughed and cut up, and eventually we ended up singing a little bit. We did way more laughing and talking than we did singing, but it was a thrill to have him involved in the record. And then one of my favorite female vocalists of all times has been Patti Loveless. I loved her when I was young. One of the first tours I ever did with McBride and the Ride was with a band called the Desert Rose Band. Chris Hillman and Patti Loveless and McBride and the Ride. So I've known her for a long time, reached out to see if she'd be interested in the song. She really liked the song and was gracious enough to be part of this record. And that was a huge thrill and sort of the centerpiece of the record. And once I had Patti Loveless involved, I thought, well, you know, it can't be all bad, because just having her involved was going to make the record good, you know?
No doubt about it. And it's great. I mean, so Calling All Hearts is the latest hit, right, that came out?
That's it. Just released that, and it's really cool. I'm from Texas, and I have a really popular station down there in Austin, Texas, that's playing the record. They just started spinning it on their own. Didn't even have to twist their arm, which is usually the case. But it's kind of finding a home, and that's what I like about music. You know, people gravitate towards things they like, and the same thing with radio. You know, there are a lot of stations still that'll play a few things, you know, without being told or forced to or whatever. So I love that sort of organic, natural process of just music finding a home wherever. And listeners will let you know what they want. You can try to do what you think people want to hear, and that really never really works out. I just tried to record some things that I wanted to hear,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do. And then if somebody likes it, man, that's just the big old cherry on the top for me. It just makes it so much fun. Then I get to go out and play eventually. And, you know, it's a win-win for me. All these years later, still doing all this. It's just fun visiting with you guys today. I mean, you've been so kind and complimentary. I love that. It was already worth the call. Just
the hey, next time we're in Nashville, we got to look you up. That's for sure.
I want more Nashville.
Oh, Oh, come on back. You know, of all the places, like you said, Dallas, a lot of my family lives in that Dallas-Fort Worth area. My aunts, cousins, and Austin was just a great place to grow up. Musically, it was just like a hotbed of cool stuff. It's sort of the garden spot of Texas, too. Lots of water. People that haven't been to, like, Texas, they think it's like West Texas, you know, which is really dry. Looks like Mars a little bit. Central Texas has those rolling hills. It's the hill country. It looks a lot like Northern California, And a lot of people are shocked when they see that and experience it, but it was a great place to grow up. And the same with Nashville. This area has just been home to us now. You know, it's got that Southern hospitality thing going on here. People are really friendly. And it's just been a great place for us to raise our kids and also for me to be in the music business.
I love it. Hey, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, Terry. Terry McBride, ladies and gentlemen, now, of course. It's out now. Rebels and Angels, the new hit, Calling All Hearts, right there. It's available on iTunes as we speak. Thanks again for joining us, man.
Oh, my pleasure. I really enjoy it. Thanks so much. I'll see you in Tennessee.
Yeah, we'll give you a heads up. We're heading east.
A kiss like this might go. So I hold you close and make the most of this setting sun going down. And like a leaving song, I'll be long gone before it rolls back around. Hotels and highways, it's all I've ever known. More miles and memories, falling asleep alone, waking up to the...
Yep. Love Terry. Love him. He is a class act.
Booker T.
Booker T, baby. Hey, more to come though, live here from Dallas, Texas. Heard coast to coast this morning. Stay tuned. Today's show presented by twoguyswithballs.com. We'll be right back.
More sports talk coming your way right here on Living the Good Life show. Stay tuned as the countdown begins.
We've got a special celebrity guest
coming up in minutes you're not going to want to miss. And make sure to hit that follow on Instagram as we are loading up to give away a ton of prizes. Find us at LTGL Show. Followers qualify to win.
Hi, this is Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Radio Network.
More golf talk right now on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Hi, folks, this is Gary Player. Make sure you listen to Tee It Up Radio.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the Good Life show. Hanging out here with Coach Tracy Roberts and Pops here in Dallas, Texas, where the weather hopefully will start cooling down. Although hot all over the coast, it seems like. Last segment of the first hour here, Living the Good Life show. Coach Tracy Roberts back with us, hanging out. Lots going on, though, this morning. I'm excited. Let's get into it a little bit here. First of all, Travelers going on. You've got so many other things going on with the PGA Championship for the women. But let's get into it. I mean, certainly some other news in the world of sports. Baseball, college baseball, that is, MLB. This week, though, certain things that have stood out a little bit here, money. And now with a lot of NFL news, it's crazy time. I think going into it, and let's get into it. By the way, real quickly, Rob Gronkowski officially retires this week, which, you know, shocker. Is it actually official? I don't know. It's kind of weird, though, Coach, because, you know, Tom Brady has come out of retirement playing, and Rob Gronkowski now is saying no more. So, I don't know. I feel like that's like his lucky rabbit's foot. What's your take on this one?
Well, I think the big question is going to be, and I if I were a betting man, and you know I am, I would say week 8, maybe week 7 is when Rob's phone will start ringing, and I bet you he answers it, and if they're in a playoff run, he'll be ready to join Tom back on the sideline.
Yeah, right now it's only June 25th.
I'm kind of annoyed with this in and out. Well, I'm on him, I'm off him, I'm on him, I'm off him.
It's a great hamburger.
I'm just kind of like, get over it already. Oh, man, it's tough. Now, with the crazy disciplinary hearing coming up this week here with, you know, Watson, I don't know what's going to take place here. I got to assume he is going to be suspended for the entire season. And if that is going to happen,
he won't be able to afford any more massages.
But if that's going to happen, Coach, you got to assume that the Browns knew this going in, right?
Well, they had to expect something. I mean, yeah, they knew that there was going to be a suspension, and with the settlement of all but four of the cases, that at least gets that out of the way. And when we're talking about all but four, remember, that means 20 different cases, civil cases, were settled out of court with confidential terms. I mean, 20. So that old adage of where there's smoke, there's fire, something had to be going on. So I would expect the NFL, I mean, they suspended a guy for a year for making a $150 bet. So, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be the entire year.
Beyond.
Or beyond, yeah. I mean, and the Browns went all in. I mean, with guaranteed money, and I don't know enough about the details of the contract to know if there's a poison pill for them to get out or not.
A poison.
I really don't.
I know. And then you got this. I mean, then you got that, and then you got the lingering issue with Baker Mayfield. Do they spend $230 million knowing that they're going to have to start Jacoby Brissett? Because I don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to even play. That's something that's kind of, you know, hanging out there. I don't know.
Well, I can see a sequel to the
progressive. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can see a sequel to the progressive insurance commercials with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not losing any money there.
Yeah, he's just got to find a new house.
There you go.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, that is exciting. You know, look at it. We talk NFL right now. Look at it, it's happening. Minicamp, and everything. Everyone's basically reporting soon enough. He forgot to put his phone on vibrate, of course, and we're just you know, doing a live national show. But it's all good. It's all good. Next major after the U.S. Open is the British Open, or the Open Championship. We're gonna get into obviously previewing that and getting into it all. You know, just about a month or so away, not even, actually, a couple weeks. Looks like Phil Mickelson has announced he will play in this. Tiger Woods supposedly playing in this. So we'll get into it. We'll talk about the golf course itself, preview that, get everyone's take. So stay tuned. You're listening live here, Living the Good Life show, live coast to coast this morning. We'll be right back.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Paul G here for my friend Denny Lesser, known as the West Valley's top jeweler. A manufacturer of fine jewelry, Denny is offering 70% off retail to everyone. Located in Chatsworth on Topanga Canyon Boulevard at Lassen, a family business since 1972, Denny Lesser can be your personal jeweler. Stop in for a free jewelry cleaning or change your watch battery for only $4. Wow. Call Denny Lesser now at 818-772-4278. That's 818-772-4278. Don't let retail costs get in the way.
Like a pearl, the Pearl Country Club is a hidden gem among golf experiences on Oahu, with a picturesque view of Pearl Harbor and a challenging par 72 golf course, providing a gathering place for the community and visitors alike for golf, outings, and special events. Graced with stately trees of many varieties, this course challenges all golfers with its varied terrain. One of the finest golf courses on Oahu, Pearl Country Club is voted best in Hawaii for good reason. Visit pearlcc.com for added details. That's pearlcc.com.
AJ here for Athlon's Golf Shoes. Worn by legend Bernard Langer and many long drive champions, it's time you maximize power and performance with Athlon's. Plus, the comfort is second to none. Athlon's Golf Shoes feature patented midsole technology that shifts the way your body interacts with the ground to give you the greatest stability. Visit Athlon's.com today to learn more. That's Athlon's.com. And to purchase directly, Athlon's. Style, comfort, and maximum performance.
More golf talk right now on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Harper to get it in. Throws it to Ewing. Ewing surrounded. 2 seconds to shoot. He tries to shoot. He missed. We win the bell, baby. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Turner to handle Lynch. He stutter steps. Breaks through the line. Makes a man miss. Put back outside by 30. 30 by 40. Down the far sidelines. Pushes the defender. Keeps fighting. He's still moving. He's going to go. Down to the 20. The 15. They're chasing him 10. He dives in. Are you kidding me?
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
And it goes to Bird. Bird up fake. Bird takes the shot. Oh, my goodness! I can't believe it! It is gone from the corner! Oh, my! What a magnificent finish to this ballgame! Bird from the corner!
And look who's coming up with two bad legs. The bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. 3-2. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
We're live, coast to coast, living the good life on the Tee It Up Radio Network with Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, and Coach KT Roberts.
Sipping my tie, cold beer, watching that summer sun disappear. The moon showed up and we had to say hello. Tiki George Light, kicking back in our own little paradise. Baby, you and me, living the good life. Watching.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Living the Good Life show, live this morning. Great week, huh? The PGA Championship. We're getting into it all as usual. But speaking of the PGA Championship, golf in general, you know, we've got a great segment coming your way here. Just a brilliant idea. And why, we're going to get into why two guys with balls are the best. when it comes to selling used balls. All grades, different levels. The vision behind it, LaShan Wanakatanga on the line with us right now. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Can't complain.
Great. So happy to save money and still be able to play golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
I want to get into it a little bit because you had this vision of providing some of the best, you know, balls, golf balls, that is, brands from brands and obviously different models of these brands for people all over the country or world, and, you know, at obviously great price points. But talk a little bit about how you guys started the business a little bit here.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so I'm not the first person to sell used golf balls online. There's a few players in the industry who's been around for 20 years or so, but I thought that I could do a little bit better than the others out there in terms of providing like a better quality product and service and just making it in general really easy. So how did I get started? A bunch of balls in a basement, and me and my business partner looking at the balls and saying, what the heck do we do with all these balls? Mm-hmm. And then I said, hey, why not just try to sell them online? I'm sure nobody's done that before. And then we looked online, and guess what? Pretty much everybody's doing it. But we found that it was not too easy. It was really confusing. We looked at reviews online. The reviews weren't good. There were complaints about the quality of the product and how difficult it is to get the ball that you want, figure out the different quality grades. So, and then you get like eBay and Amazon and Craigslist and individual sellers. So it was really confusing to buy used golf balls. We wanted to make it really simple, right? Go on a website, pick the ball you want, understand exactly what you're getting, order online, and balls get you in a couple of days. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm. You know, it might sound like an easy process, but it really isn't, because you guys are providing, you know, top brands. So how do you put together, how do you find the golf balls, and then how do you separate, you know, the different grades of balls? I know that it's Eagle, Birdie, and Par, but, you know, how do you even find the golf balls?
So we work with a few large suppliers, wholesalers of used golf balls, and what these guys do is they've contracted with golf courses and divers around the country. So I buy the balls in bulk from these suppliers, anywhere from 5,000-10,000 balls at a time to 30,000 balls at a time.
Okay.
It's a lot of balls.
Yeah.
And then what we do is we just sort them into the different models, and then it goes through a grading process. Sometimes it depends on the supplier. Sometimes we get them sorted to a certain extent. Sometimes it's all over the place. Same with the grading also. All our balls are graded by hand, where we inspect the balls and grade them into Eagle, Birdie, and Par. Eagle being the closest thing you'll get to a new golf ball. It'll perform exactly the same as a new golf ball. Birdie being the second quality grade, it should perform pretty much the same as a new ball. And then the Par grade is our lowest quality grade, where you'll see noticeable scuffs. If you're a low to mid handicapper, you'll notice some performance difference. High handicapper, you may not, especially if you lose a ton of balls.
Yeah, you're talking to my father, actually.
Yeah,
there you
me.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah,
love
makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah. Love it. Can't wait for my first shipment. You know, you got to have balls to do the business that you're in, LaShan, because it takes a lot of money, and you're buying quantity, so our hat's off to you. By the way, you two lads, AJ and LaShan, you're too young to remember, but I'm thinking here of Lloyd Bridges, the actor. He starred in a show called Sea Hunt in the 1960s and 70s. And he was out there probably the first guy looking at golf balls underneath the water.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, I need to look that up.
Yeah. Well, Shane, here's the thing, too. You know, the reality is, if you walk into a retail shop, golf balls are very expensive. I mean, especially if you want a performing golf ball. I mean, look, anyone can go buy a golf, you know, a dozen balls, and, you know, you might just be getting like a one piece or something. And, you know, depending on what your handicap is, maybe it's an easy process. But for golfers around the country, look, we all know, and we've been doing this show for such a long time, we've had all of the manufacturers on who make golf balls. And the fact is, the golf ball is one of the most important pieces of playing the sport, because it reacts to you as an individual golfer. And if you're not using a certain golf ball that matches your performance and your skill level, you may not even be getting, you know, what you're supposed to, or the benefits out of the golf ball. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But here's the thing, you know, especially for the amateurs, the new beginners, if you will, it's crazy to spend so much money on golf balls. I mean, we all know now it's expensive to play the game of golf, from not only the rounds of golf to go out to a golf course, but, you know, the equipment itself is extremely expensive. So, you know, especially, look at, I've been playing golf my whole life. You know, I'm a plus one. I would love to be, you know, buying your Eagle packages, because I know what you're talking about here when it comes to, you know, getting a phenomenal discount and getting the great performance that the golf ball provides. But for so many of the golfers out there, and we're not talking about the 1 or 2%, we're talking about the majority of golfers who are, you know, 15 handicaps and higher. There's no reason to be spending so much money on golf balls right now. It just really makes no sense at all, especially when there's businesses like yourself. Your vision behind twoguyswithballs.com, it makes so much sense. And then, you know, you have this great offering. Talk about, you know, the 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when one of the reasons, like I said, that we started this business is because we found that people wanted to buy used golf balls. They went and bought used golf balls, and they weren't happy. Either what they got was not the quality level that was advertised. So we have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. What that essentially means is, let's say you order golf balls from us. If you're not happy with the balls for any reason, we'll take them back. We'll refund the cost that you paid for the balls. We'll refund the shipping that you paid, and we'll also pay for the shipping for you to send the balls back to us. So there is really no risk in buying the balls from us. So we'll ask you why you're returning, so we can improve ourselves and figure out where we went wrong. But that's why we offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you can try it out. If it doesn't work out, you return the balls. We pay for the shipping both ways, and you're just out your time of ordering the balls and sending them back.
Coming from the States too, so you know, people might be wondering, you know, you know, how soon can I get the golf balls if I order them? I mean, it's not like they're coming from somewhere around the world; they're coming from literally here in the United States. So, what is the process of shipping?
So we ship from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, and we primarily use USPS, but when you're checking out, you can choose USPS, UPS, or FedEx, depending on your preference. For the, let's say, the Midwest, East Coast, Southern states, 2 to 3 days shipping. West Coast may take an extra day, but let's say you order balls on a Monday, you should have them for your round on Friday or the weekend. We do our best to ship the same day or the next business day. That's our commitment. If you order early enough, we'll ship the same day. If not, we ship the next business day.
Sounds good.
Is there a National Football League team in the Milwaukee area that we're aware of?
Well, you get the Green Bay Packers. They're in Green Bay, which is,
I think he was alluding to that. Yeah, I think he was going there.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, reminding all of our listeners here, it's a great week, obviously, the PGA Championship, but you've got not only a 10% coupon code for our listeners, which if they go to the website, your website, which is twoguyswithballs.com, the code, is it LTGL?
That's right.
So LTGL, a code for 10%. But let me tell you something. If you forget to even use the code, the fact is you're getting a phenomenal discount regardless. So this is such a great opportunity. Yeah. I love the Eagle Club, by the way. It's great. I mean, there's so much that people can learn about. Look, if you're playing golf on a regular basis, this is a great opportunity. If you go to the website, you can learn about it. You can make this more of like a regular process so you can have golf balls being shipped to you on a regular basis as well, right?
Yeah. So let me touch on the Eagle Club and our subscriptions real quick. So with the Eagle Club, the idea was to have like an Amazon Prime for golf balls. There is an annual subscription of $89. You get free shipping. You get 10% off golf balls. And we are trying to enhance the Eagle Club. So we are offering like a magazine subscription. We'll give you swing analysis. My business partner, he's a golf coach, so he's the real golfer. I'm the weekend hack. So he'll do. If you become an Eagle Club member, you send us a video. He'll look at a video and give you a swing analysis and give you a call to talk through what he thinks you should do to improve your game. So we're trying to make the Eagle Club for the serious golfer who plays a decent amount of golf. Make it something that provides value.
I love that.
We have some video we'll send your way.
Yeah.
Some video, Adam. Oh, yeah. AJ's going to send your way.
So you guys will do it on the house.
Oh, I love it, LeShad. Right. Hey, kudos to you and your partner. Again, reminding all of our listeners, go to the website, twoguyswithballs.com, the greatest name for a company, especially in the golf ball business. Twoguyswithballs.com. Check it out. LeShad, enjoy the rest of the PGA Championship. We'll talk real soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Alan, AJ. Great talking to you guys.
Oh, how did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
You're listening live to Living the Good Life show from our Tee It Up Radio Network studios in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more pro golf coverage, our sports rundown, travel ideas, and much more. And visit ltglshow.com to stream the latest show all week long. That's ltglshow.com.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. I'm on the Tee It Up show with the Fearsome Foursome. I used to be with the Miracles. Nowadays, it's a miracle if I can break 80.
It's just a little white ball with dimples.
How hard can it be?
Find out. On the Tee It Up Radio Network.
This is LPGA Hall of Famer Betsy King, and you're listening to the Tee It Up show.
I'm 10:24 Eastern Standard, 9:24 Central, Dallas. Denny Lesser, Citizen Watch Time. Al Godfrey, AJ Godfrey, Coach KT, Tracy Roberts out in the 6:25 airtime out in Southern California. We are back, and in about 12 minutes, we'll be going live out to Pennsylvania, Bethlehem, for an update.
Yeah.
USGA checking in with us.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the U.S. Senior Championship. We're going to go to that, as you mentioned, live next segment, where Padraig Harrington is playing some really good golf. Good to see that. Our dear friend. Yeah, we became great friends of Gene Sowers not too long ago, a few years back at the AT&T. At Valencia Country Club.
Yeah, he's a walking, talking testimony for Marlboro or Winston. He went through two packs of cigarettes quicker than my backswing.
The great Gene Sowers. Ernie Els played great. Rob Labrador playing some good golf. Steve Stricker there with Jay Haas. So, I mean, this is an event where Padraig I mean, he's got such a great lead. 5 shots. I mean, what's he gonna do? He's so hot right now. He started the event at 71, but 65, 66, he continues that. He's got this in the bag, and certainly we'll get the take from Lion DePascal of the USGA, heading up communications there for the event. But back with you live here, Dallas, Texas, in our studios, coast to coast this morning. Coach Tracy, good to have you with us. So, that being said, you got all these, I feel like it's the major season. You know, we just finished up the PGA or the men's, the Flat Bellies U.S. Open. We just had majors with the ladies, and now they've got their PGA championship this week here. You got the U.S. Senior Open happening here. I mean, it just doesn't end. Coming up, the Open Championship.
And the Scottish Open.
Exactly. Very excited time of the year here for golf.
It's summer and it's great, isn't it? I mean, and the scores are low. You got to love that. I mean, they're in Pennsylvania and in Cromwell, Connecticut, we know they're going to go low. And the two buddies, Xander and Patrick, you're talking about a best ball score. When they're shooting 63s out there, you see why those guys are out there as teammates at the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. No doubt about that.
And
those guys have separated themselves from the rookie. So he's Fiala, the young man out of Pepperdine, local boy. And then one of my personal favorites, the Kiz, Kevin Kisner's right 4 shots back, looking for a big check this week as well. And of course, we all know that this is the course where Jim Furyk set history and shot the lowest score ever on the PGA Tour at 58. So who knows who can come from behind to win this one?
Gosh, 58.
Hey, what about the Yankees, AJ? How about those New York Yankees?
You know what? They better take advantage of what they're doing this season, because next season's going to be a new ball game, no pun intended, because Aaron Judge may not be wearing the pinstripes. A lot of changes coming up in 2023, not only in Major League Baseball, but in the NBA. I mean, it's crazy. We've been talking a lot about not only the NBA and Major League Baseball, but now coming up this season, this year with the NFL, I mean, there's a lot of question marks out there. We already talked about the Browns, but now the question marks also are taking place in San Francisco, because we don't know where Jimmy G's going to land, and possibly Deebo Samuel may not be wearing the gold and red. So a lot of things kind of lingering in the air right now for, I think, multiple teams in the world of the NFL. Right now, I think one of the teams, I think, that really kind of stands out where things are pretty much known, right? Rams, Los Angeles Rams. Not really any changes except for the fact that Andrew Whitworth retired this past season. That's really the only thing.
And he's got a standing invitation to return to the club.
Oh, is he going
to
pull a Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski?
Anytime he wants. Les Snead, the GM, has offered that. It's on the table anytime.
You got to admit, though, and my son made a good point. I mean, if you're going to retire, it's the best time to retire. You win the Super Bowl. You know, you win all these awards. I mean, it's probably the right time for him. You know,
hey, just switching gears here with the question mark.
Yeah.
Question mark in the Mysterians, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
Yeah, well, you got Trubisky there.
You got 3 of them vying for snaps.
I have a feeling, and not to cut you off, but
please do.
Coach and I have been talking about this, and you know, we covered this a little bit here, but they stole, I think, the best quarterback in the NFL draft this past season. And I would not be shocked if they start Mr. Pickett. What do you agree or disagree here, Coach?
You know, I hate when I agree with you.
Yeah,
drives me up a wall. But no, I wholeheartedly agree. I think the hometown kid, Kenny Pickett's, I think he's the inside track on getting that starting job.
That's the thing, though. I mean, if you look at some of the guys who, I mean, it's hard to say, because you look at Justin Herbert. He didn't start his first season. He kind of took over after Tyrod Taylor a little bit, played. But, you know, Pat Mahomes didn't start his first season. You know, a lot of these guys really didn't. Aaron Rodgers didn't. I believe Russell Wilson did. You know, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know what's right and what's wrong or what the right path is for some of these guys. But I guess if you're ready, you're ready. You know what I mean?
Well, and if you can, if you have the luxury of being able to have a young quarterback work through how to become a pro, I mean, to jump into the NFL and the complexities of the defenses compared to what Kenny Pickett has seen playing in that same stadium, but at the college level, if you can afford to keep him on the bench and allow him to grow, that's great. I don't think the Steelers have that luxury.
No.
I think you throw him in the deep end of the pool and let him swim.
How about having an uncle?
We got to go to break.
How about having an uncle named Peyton Manning and a grandpa named Archie Manning and winding up at the University of Texas?
More sports talk coming your way right here on Living the Good Life Show. Stay tuned as the countdown begins.
We've got a special celebrity guest
coming up in minutes you're not going to want to miss. And make sure to hit that follow on Instagram as we are loading up to give away a ton of prizes. Find us at LTGL Show. Followers qualify to win.
Aloha from the Ocean Course at Hokuala. One size fits all with the Ocean Course Hokuala gift cards. Available online at golfhokuala.com or in the golf shop. Gift cards of any denomination can be purchased and used both online or in the store. Whether it's for a holiday, birthday, or a thank you, a gift card from the Ocean Course is sure to be a hit. For more information, visit golfhokuala.com or call 808-241-6000. That's 808-241-6000 for more information. The Ocean Course at Hokuala, where aloha begins.
Are you tired of inconsistent putting? Great putting is not a mysterious art. Great putting is an arc. The Putting Arc has been around since 2002 and has set the gold standard for training aids and has recorded over 1,200 professional wins. Introducing the Putting Arc MS3D. This all-new model has the heel-toe arc of the HD Deluxe model, but is lighter in weight, waterproof, has an adjustable mirror, and lineup holes for precise alignment. Visit theputtingarc.com or call 800-898-0701 to order your Putting Arc now. That's theputtingarc.com.
Kanapali Golf Courses, home to 36 holes of infinite, incredible Maui views. Become a part of this beautiful history as you make your way around this playground. The courses will take you oceanside and then bring you into the West Maui Mountain foothills with stunning panoramic views. Kanapali Golf Courses offer championship golf plus various vacation packages with partnering resorts just walking distance away. For details on all opportunities to come and visit and experience the best of Maui, visit Kanapali Golf Courses.com today. That's KanapaliGolfCourses.com.
AJ here for TwoGuysWithBalls.com. Aren't you sick of paying top dollar for golf balls? Stop wasting your money. TwoGuysWithBalls.com has the best quality of used brand name golf balls for you. Choose from different quality grades. Earn rewards on every order. The lowest prices online guaranteed. And if you find a lower price, they will beat it by 5%. TwoGuysWithBalls.com is the only place to buy your golf balls. Visit TwoGuysWithBalls.com today. Use coupon LTGL for 10% off your first order.
All golfers need to identify their ball during play. Thanks to Tin Cup, there's a great way to personalize your own golf ball. Made in the USA, Tin Cup is a stainless steel ball marker. Voted one of the best products at the PGA Merchandise Show and quickly gained recognition for its innovation and design. Over 100 designs. Visit tin-cup.com and learn about customizing your logo for personal use or event gifts. That's tin-cup.com.
Like a pearl, the Pearl Country Club is a hidden gem among golf experiences on Oahu, with a picturesque view of Pearl Harbor and a challenging par 72 golf course, providing a gathering place for the community and visitors alike for golf, outings, and special events. Graced with stately trees of many varieties, this course challenges all golfers with its varied terrain. One of the finest golf courses on Oahu, Pearl Country Club is voted best in Hawaii for good reason. Visit pearlcc.com for added details. That's pearlcc.com.
My favorite color, Pink's Hot Dogs, is family-owned 76-year-old hot dog stand in Hollywood that offers over 35 varieties of scrumptious hot dogs and delicious hamburgers. Pink's is famous for the celebrities that have dined there over the years. Pink's is certainly a Hollywood legend since 1939. Pink's serves over-the-counter, old-fashioned style to its loyal customers who line up in the front near the corner of La Brea and Melrose. There's plenty of seating and parking is free. One word that describes Pink's Hot Dogs, yum!
Hey everybody, this is John Daly, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Show.
More golf talk right now on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
This is Jerry West, and you're listening to Tee It Up Radio.
Central, Dallas, Texas, Denny Lester, Citizen Watch Time, Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, Coach KT, Tracy Roberts, holding up the fort on the left coast as we're going to be going to the USGA here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this next segment here, Lion DePascal of the USGA, representing the great U.S. Open, the U.S. Senior Open. These are the guys who just have so much fun, and yet they're still absolute all-stars. Welcome back to the show here, Lion.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Never been better. Great to have you join us this morning, as we've got some names from the past, and they're still great out there playing some good golf.
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything on this scoreboard. Of course, Padraig Harrington played in 16 U.S. Opens, and it's kind of funny, I heard you say U.S. Open. A lot of these players say this course is set up like a U.S. Open course, just take the senior out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's good to see Padre playing some great golf. 65-66 the last couple days. Our friend Gene Sowers, though, playing just really, really good golf, tied there with Rob. You know, you look down not only the leaderboard, but the entire field. You know, it's just, as I mentioned, I mean, it's total all-star. But let's kind of talk a little bit about the response of the players. You know, they're playing in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and the golf course there. What's their take on it? Besides, you know, obviously, you know, the challenging USGA style.
Yeah, they view it as a U.S. Open setup. You've got the high rough. Driving accuracy is a premium. If you don't get it in the fairway, you're going to be penalized in some way. The greens here are the story because there's so much undulation and some of the greens, there's only a few hole locations that the USGA can use because of the severity of the greens. So you've got to get your second shot in the white, in the right quadrants of the greens.
Well, and that's where Padraig's been amazing, is in his greens and regulation. And what history this would be for him to win in his first attempt at a U.S. Senior Open. Jordan had a pretty short list there of guys that have done that.
Yeah, in recent years, obviously we didn't play in 20 because of the pandemic, but the last couple of champions, it's been their first attempt. Furyk didn't get to play in 20, but then he won last year on his first attempt. And then in 19, Stricker won on his first attempt. So that's been kind of, we've been kind of on this run here of first attempt guys winning.
A lot of previous winners. Coach.
My big question, though, is have you had a chance to go and hang out with Stephen Hulker for a little bit, drink some of the water he's been drinking? I mean, nobody's been on a hotter streak than him. So if you could get a little of that to rub off, that'd certainly help, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, it's nice to see someone like that who's had this long golf journey. And I think he told us early in the week that probably the only place he hasn't played in the world is the Middle East.
Hmm.
He's played everywhere, on every tour. There was a time in his career where it didn't look like he was going to ever win anything. And then now in the last 9-10 months, he's won 3 times on the PGA Tour Champions and has a major title.
Yeah.
So I guess good things happen to those who wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can call Greg Norman and see if we can stir up a senior LIV tour and get him to play in Saudi Arabia.
He likes to stir it up there, Line. Hey, I got to be honest with you, though, getting back to the USGA and the Senior Open, because if you look at it, these guys, first of all, aren't really used to having a cut, right? It's been a while. But you look at the guys who missed the cut. I mean, we're talking some of the biggest names in golf, all of golf. Bernard Langer, you know, not making the cut this week.
Yeah.
Duffy, a dear friend of ours, didn't make the cut. David Duval, the list go on and on. KJ Choi, the tanker. And, you know, that being said, it's still just absolutely tremendous on what has taken place all week long here. But, you know, look, this is what it is. I mean, when it comes down to it, I've always said it. This is, you know, the USGA knows what they're doing. I've always said this. The U.S. Opens, whether it's senior or the flat bellies, it's a lot of fun to watch because, in my opinion, it's the hardest test in golf. And you're getting some of the greatest golfers in the world. You know, they're struggling with it. I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade, but, you know, when you're seeing guys who aren't making the cut, who basically win every single week, like Bernard Langer, that just shows you that these guys are just, you know, some guys are hot, some guys are not. But, it's truly a lot of fun.
Bernard, the end of his streak is really notable because, as was pointed out on TV, it was 65 straight senior majors he made the cut.
Yeah.
And that ended here. And then also, he's played in 14 senior opens. And in the previous 13, he was no less than T24. So that gives you a good idea about his career.
I know.
That's just incredible when you think about that longevity. That's just. Points out just how great Jay Haas has played.
Mm-hmm.
That's really amazing. He's the fifth player now in senior open history to shoot his age or better.
Yeah.
So when he shot that 68 in the first round, and then, you know, he did this last year, 67 in the first round. He did this last year where he was T4 after 36 holes. So for some reason, he rises to the top. He's 17 for 17 now in U.S. senior open cuts, which to me says a lot.
That's crazy. That's just insane.
Hey, what's the weather forecast today? I know it's just under 60 degrees currently right now, but how are we looking for the final round today?
Yeah, it's pretty much like yesterday. We're going to get in the 80s, and you know, it's starting to feel like summer around here. They had a wet spring, and obviously we had some rain we played through in early on Thursday to keep us on schedule. But, it's starting to feel like summer.
Okay.
Yeah, we just had a live report from Congressional in D.C., and the humidity is up.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, do they root for the Steelers or do they root for the Eagles there?
You're nowhere near Pittsburgh. You're on the opposite side of the state. And if you bring up the Steelers, you're going to get in trouble. It's probably like bringing up the Texans in Dallas. I don't know.
There you go.
But this is the Eagles country, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
in fact, one of their kickers, David Akers, was running around here, former kickers, was running around here the other day. So,
nice.
Yeah, this is Eagles country.
Who do you like?
Oh,
come
great.
On, he's an Eagle fan.
Maybe he's from New Jersey.
Yeah, no way. No way. I love it. I love it. Hey, you know, appreciate your time. Big final round. Thanks for joining the show this morning. Let's get you back on soon enough, but enjoy the final round.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, look at these guys. These guys are good. You know, these guys are real good, and there's some great golf. But I was shocked to see Bernard not making the cut, and that's an interesting stat. I mean, that's just gnarly how he hasn't really missed the cut in any major. I mean, how long? Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
I'm thinking 65?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of my dear friend Tim Harkinson and John Claffey.
Athlons.
Yeah, at Four Edge.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, there's a reason you call him the Terminator.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you.
I know. Good report, though. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the golf course there in Bethlehem, but it's not, I don't believe it's its first rodeo of having a big event there.
Oh, no. Saucon Valley is a very historic venue that's hosted a lot of USGA events. And, you know, speaking of that, we should probably give the USGA a little you know, congrats. Yeah. On back-to-back weeks of having the men's open and then following up with the senior open and doing such a great job on the setups of both of those golf courses. They really have about done themselves.
Don't forget Pine Needles, like the week or two before that, you know?
And well, and how perfect was it? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the USGA has been busy the last month. Crazy times. May, yeah. June is just a busy year for the USGA. Certainly, they work on it year-round, though.
Shout out to Mike Wan.
Yeah, no doubt. Whole executive staff there.
No doubt about that.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Open Championship, though, Coach, and we're going to do a little preview here in the last segment of the show. We're just a few weeks away, a couple weeks away, actually. And, you know, why not, right?
St. Andrews.
Exactly.
Absolutely. 2 weeks, here we come.
Can't believe it, St. Andrews. This could be a very special Open Championship where the Tigers lurking, the defects are coming to St. Andrews to play, as we like to call it.
Have to get a hold of Colin Montgomery.
The defects, that's Phil Mickelson and everyone else playing in this event. Oh, man. You know what?
The defectors.
The defectors. You know,
the Cleveland Guardians?
Let me tell you something. Everyone, send your letters to Coach Tracy. He's the one who coined the phrase there for the Live Tour. Yes, indeed. Today's show being presented by Wendy's, made to crave hamburgers and sandwiches. For details on the Dave Thomas Foundation, focused on foster care adoption, visit Dave Thomas Foundation. .org. Next week, Dr. Chris Lee joins the show back with it, and we're going to get into some injuries, a little IR from Major League Baseball to the upcoming NFL season, so you don't want to miss out on that. Dr. Lee, based in Burbank, California, you can visit his website, chrisleemd.com.
Feel like a DL?
Yeah, so they don't use that anymore, right?
Right.
Listening live to Living the Good Life show from our Tee It Up Radio Network studios in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more pro golf coverage, our sports rundown, travel ideas, and much more. And visit ltglshow.com to stream the latest show all week long. That's ltglshow.com.
Hey, this is Beth Harvey from Old Dominion, and you're listening to Living the Good Life.
More golf talk right now on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Lionel said don't mention Houston and Dallas, but I got to mention the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
A combined no-no.
Yeah, but
that still counts, right? That still counts.
Dusty Baker looking good still. I love it. I'm always happy to see a no-no, but not a Kevin Na-Na.
Another defector.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez,
man. It's
like
a Civil War. You know, living here in the South now, you think of the Civil War.
Oh, Coach. Are we going to... We're going to have fun with this all year long, I feel like.
Lone Star State. Yeah. How about those Cowboys, Coach?
Oh, geez. Hey, Coach.
How about them Cowboys?
You know, down the road here, not too far, probably like an 8-minute drive, there's the Cowboys Outlet. Oh. And my youngest son, who's, you know, unfortunately a Cowboy fan.
Brainwashed.
His eyes almost popped out of his sockets because he couldn't believe that there's an outlet of just Cowboys gear. Could you imagine walking into this huge building and it's all you see is Cowboys gear and just logoed items?
Did you go in it?
Nah, I'm not going. I feel like I'll get like a rash if I walk
Amanda
in there.
Amanda hasn't stopped in yet?
I'm sure she has, actually. Yeah. But Giants fans aren't allowed in there. Can you
imagine? Can anybody, two questions I've got here before we go bye-bye.
Yeah.
One, can anybody name any USFL football player? Active.
No.
Active. And then secondly, has anybody won the Super Bowl 2 years in a row?
Two years in a row?
I don't think so.
Back to back.
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I bet. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You just randomly want to stump us right now? What's going on here?
Yeah.
I have no clue. I can't go far back to 100 years when you started, you know, following the NFL. But it's a good question. I don't know.
That's why you get the Siri.
Yeah, I guess that's why we have Google. Coach is like totally quiet, which is why he's Googling
he's
right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, just a few minutes left here.
Miami Dolphins come to mind.
June 26th, ladies and gents. And just a couple weeks away from St. Andrews, which takes place the last major of the year. I forget what year it is on the tour. But, you know, Monahan's promising like a new schedule. So I don't know if we're in 2023 yet. But either way, St. Andrews, July 10th through the 17th. That's just a couple weeks away if in my book. That being said, who's going to win this thing? Man, the golf course is so special. You know, we could spend a month just talking about history.
Well,
the layout
news,
and all that good stuff.
The good news is you got all the stars from the LIV being able to play.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what we've seen over the last few weeks with, you know, the balance of the majors since they are their own.
That is not the big story.
Not the big story, huh?
No.
What's the big story?
No, that's not the big
story. What's the big story?
The big story is not the The defectors are a minor part of that. The big story is that we're back at the home of golf.
There you go.
And that the Open Championship is having its 150th Open Championship. And by the way, the two teams that have won back-to-back are the Patriots and the Broncos. That's the only two teams that have ever gone back-to-back Super Bowls.
I was going to say the Patriots, but I never would have said the Broncos. Wow.
Good stuff. So there you go.
Well, learn how to say Los Angeles Rams. Say it four times.
It could happen. Hey, Coach. By the way, real quick. Oh. You know, when I watched, or actually not really, but like after the event, the U.S. Open was done, I looked at all of the guys, who defected in their rounds. They pretty much all played like garbage, except for I believe Dustin Johnson, who was somewhat, you know, in striking distance, but everyone did not play well.
Another defector.
So I don't know if the media just got to them or what, but who knows? That could be interesting.
When's the next defector tournament?
I don't even know. The defect continues.
Next week, Pumpkin Ridge.
Pumpkin Ridge, what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, no, next week.
Oh, next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, show up and you get your $30 million or whatever it is. I don't know.
Is it on television?
It's YouTube. YouTube, yeah. Coach watches YouTube religiously, don't you, Coach?
I will not be tuning in to an exhibition. If I'm going to watch an exhibition, I'll watch the match where we had the quarterbacks playing one against one another. That's as serious a competition as what the defectors is. I've taken my stance.
Oh, you have, man.
Speaking
I like
of
this.
That, we have a celebrity event coming up in Lake Tahoe. Within the next week or two.
Is that already coming up?
That's coming up, so that'll be a better action than the LIV.
Hey, Coach, always a pleasure. We'll catch you next week on the flip side. Today's show has been wonderful. A lot of great reports, not only live from the U.S. Senior Open, but, of course, the women, the KPMG PGA Championship for the ladies. A lot of good golf taking place. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday today. Today's show presented by our friends out in the Hawaiian Islands. Ka'anapali Golf Courses right there in Maui, Hawaii. Pearl Country Club on the island of Oahu. You got to play that, as Craig Sheftel said last week. Right. And golf, what'd you say? Here, I'm going to get this right. Golf Hakula. No, that's wrong. It's Golf Hakula. What is it, Pop?
It's Melissa Dupois.
Hot Koala. There you go. The longest, there you go. The longest continuous stretch of oceanfront golf in all of Hawaii. Bringing you this show. Everyone, have a great golf week.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Elvis has left the building.